Well, hello guys, how are you? Kind of a rainy day here in the UK where I am, South Coast. Now, I've seen some videos kind of surfacing on YouTube and all that about some of these femons who are, you know, starting to hit the wall and they're now changing their tune a bit. Of course, they still blame everything that they are or was on males, of course. Not their decisions at all. I mean, I don't know. Do they expect males to feel sorry for them? Is that the case? Oh yeah, just like femons have felt sorry for males over time. Yeah. Well, here's an example, guys. See what you think. I've known this couple that have been married for probably 30 years. And the man really is a golden Labrador, if you know what I mean. And what his wife says goes. Not in one ear and out the other, like my one. No, he actually does what she says. You know, about the room that's absolutely perfect, there's nothing wrong with it, and she wants it redecorated or revamped. Then over the 30 years, they've done the rooms time and time again. There's nothing wrong with them, they just get redone. And guess who redoes them? That's not a word, is it? Well, it's the male, and probably plays for most of it as well. And of course, not for any reason that the room needs doing, just that it looks different afterwards. And basically, it's for the femon's peace of mind, not the male's. And I'd hate to think the amount of time and money this femon has wasted. Of course, it's not her time, it's the male's time. And we all know that repeats itself over and over. And of course, if they have any gatherings at their house, she has to show off what she's done, she says. And if she can, she'll degrade her husband any way she can. But it's always the femons are on about feelings and caring and love. That's funny because it doesn't matter how long they're married to the male. At the end of that marriage, there's divorce. And what do they want then? Well, it's always money. And you can see some of videos online now where femons are saying, well, they're taking the male side and they understand and all a load of poppycock. It's bullshit. It's just yet another scam. Lies. Deceit. The professional extortionists. So you men out there, stick to your guns. Don't be fooled. All the femons want is the gravy train to never stop running. Just don't forget how over the years they've shown that they actually hate males. They go out of their way to try and destroy males, to degrade males. They don't give males any respect whatsoever. They're so entitled. And it's always about them only. Think of it this way, guys. They walk along the pavement as if they're some important princess. A pavement that males actually built and designed. Of course, that means sidewalk. It's one thing the femons piggybacking off of the male's success, but they want to take it over and own it as if it's theirs. So don't weaken out there, gentlemen. Remember what the femons have done to males and are still doing to males everywhere. And keep walking away and take the most important thing the femon wants, your money, your time. They want your soul. And when they've sucked you dry, they will move on to the next victim.
Oh yeah, but my one's different.
No, they're not. You just think they are. She's fooled you well. I mean, just think about it, guys. In a relationship, what are you doing? Well, you're doing mostly what she wants, not what you want. Does she love you and care for you? Not really. You are just a means to an end. Then does she find somebody better? You'll find that out. But it'll be a bit late by then. At least for you. You see, generally speaking, after being married for quite some time, divorce usually is the end for the male. But for the femon, it's just the beginning. It's not all bleak, guys. You guys are waking up and seeing the femon, even the attractive ones, for who and what they really are. As the saying goes, don't listen to what the femon says. Watch what she does. It's a bit of an eye-opener, guys. Take it easy now.